We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last words of Mem Vav and Mem Beis. We have Machloikis, Rabba, and Rav Chista about the din Hoyel. Hoyel means that you're baking, you let it bake on Yontif for Tzarek HaChanafesh. Here you're baking on Yontif for the next day, for after Yontif. According to Rav Chista, you get Malkus, because you're doing a Malacha, it's for Hoyel. According to Rabba, you don't get Malkus. It's Aser, you don't get Malkus. Why? Rabba holds the idea called hoyel, that even though I'm not eating it today, and I'm making it for tomorrow, but guests might come, and I might use it for them, so it might be tzarech yontif, so it's mutam. Rav Chista holds no such thing as hoyel. That's one machlekes Rabba and Chista. But there's another machlekes Rabba and Chista, because they have to answer how you let a cook from yontif to Shabbos when it comes to the yontif, whether it's yontif and a Shabbos, how do you cook? Erev the shilin is mata adraisa. So Rav Chista says, another halacha, they let a cook on yontif for Shabbos. Like Rashi explains, it's one Kedusha, and just like a lot of cook for Yom Tov, like cook for Yom Tov Shabbos. Okay, so why do you need Erev Tavshilin? Because there's a Gzeira, people might get mixed up and confused. You think you're allowed to cook for the weekday also, you made Erev Tavshilin to make a heker, that we're cooking on Yom Tov Shabbos is special for this. So I'll upon him, that's not a machlokes now. Rav Chista has a kula that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos, made the rice I'll upon him. And according to Rabba, he doesn't hold it out, but he holds a oil. So there's two machlokes in. So the Gemara now is going to ask, Rabba is going to continue asking questions.
Why did you go into Rabba?
Erev Tavshilin, because also the Rabbanon stole it. Even with Hoyle, still also the Rabbanon. Even with Hoyle, it doesn't make it mutter. Hoyle only makes no Malkus, but still also the Rabbanon. So the Erev Tavshilin takes off that Rabbanon. That's what happens. Now, the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha now on this idea of Tzarkis Shabbos Nasav Yontif. Rabba is going to ask the Kasha of Chista. You hold the let it cook on Yontif with the rice of Shabbos, and ask you a Kasha on that. Eisvei. We learned in the Mishnah. Lechem aponim, it's Mishnah Menachos. Lechem aponim ne'echol atisha. Sometimes when you were eating the lechem aponim, the kahanim eating lechem aponim, it's 9 days old. Sometimes la'asara, it's 10 days old. Sometimes la'akrasa, sometimes 11 days old. Like pachos liyosis, never less than 9 days, never more than 11 days. Ketzad, let's get an example. The way they did the lechem aponim was they used to cook it on bake it on Erev Shabbos. Then tomorrow on Shabbos, when they took off the old lechem aponim, they replaced it with this lechem aponim, and then the next Shabbos they ate it. For example, let's say Parashat Shemois. Every Parashat Shemois, on Friday Parashat Shemois, they baked it. On Parashat Shemois, they put that onto the lechem, onto the shulchan, and took the other ones and ate it. And this lechem that was sitting on the shulchan from Shemois to Va'era, on Parashat Va'era, they ate it. So that is 9 days. Ketzad, Kedarka Letisha. When it's a usual week, it's 9 days, because from Friday to Friday, 8 days, Shabbos, 10 days. Ketzad, what? It's all here 9 days. It's from Friday to Friday. 8 days, and Shabbos is 10 days. Ketzad, Kedarka Letisha. Regular week, it's 9 days. Nefa, how? Nefa, Erev Shabbos, Nefa, Shabbos. You bake it Erev Shabbos, eat it on Shabbos. Letisha, which is 9 days later. What's the case of 10 days? Chal Yom Tov, Lias, Erev Shabbos. Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos. So when do you bake the bread? You bake the bread on Thursday. So Nechal, L'Shabbos, La'asara. So then it's 10 days. Shnei Yom Tov is Rosh Hashanah. If there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, on Thursday and Friday, Nechal L'Shabbos L'Acharasa. Then you eat it on Shabbos, which is 11 days later. L'Fishay and Deichel is Shabbos L'Ez Yontif, because the baking of Lechem Aponim is not Deichel Shabbos and not Deichel Yontif. Now Rashi explains that how is it possible, we're talking in the Zman HaMikdash, and so how is it possible to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi brings out the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where the halacha is that if Edom came on Rosh Hashanah to say that it's Rosh Chodesh, after Mincha, they had another day of Rosh Hashanah. So let's say on Thursday, they thought it would be Rosh Hashanah, so they had to keep Rosh Hashanah because this is the first day of the month. They always have to be Chosh, it's be Rosh Chodesh. Maase Edom didn't come in the morning, they didn't come by lunchtime, they came after Mincha time. And now, the whole day, they kept that day Rosh Hashanah, but then the next day, the Rosh Chodesh. So Friday became Rosh Chodesh, so you had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even in the Zman HaMikdash. Yeah, on Thursday, because Thursday it could be Rosh Chodesh. It could be very possible Rosh Chodesh. You have to ready Wednesday night, ready to start keeping Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's going to be Rosh Chodesh that day. And if Edom would come, that could be Rosh Hashanah, l'mafrei. You have to bake it Wednesday, right. Okay, it's right. In case that would be, you have to bake the chal on Wednesday. So then you have 11 days. So the kasha of Rabba and Rav Chista is like this. He's saying like this. Rabba's saying like this. Bishlam etfimi. You know why you can't bake on Erev Shabbos that's Yontif? Because you're not allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake Yontif to Shabbos. I hoyel. There's no hoyel. It's kachem. Orchim can't eat kachem. So we instead, Rabbi says, me, it's beautiful. If Friday is Yontif, you can't bake them because it's no Hoyle, and you're not allowed to bake for Shabbos. But according to Rav Chisda, Midaraisa, you let it bake from Yontif to Shabbos. So bake it. Oh, I saying it's the Rabbanon, ain't Shavuos Mikdash. So what's the problem? He's asking a fear of Chisda, what's the problem? Why can you bake on Erev Shabbos that's Yontif? So he answers, Rav Chisda answers, Rabba, it's not, here there's a Shavuos, even in the Beis HaMikdash, you keep this Rabbanon. Why? Shavuos Kroiva Hatiru, Shavuos Rechaika Loi Hatiru. Here, it's not a Shavuos that has a Tzarech for today in the Beis HaMikdash. The Tzarech is for tomorrow, or for the next Shabbos. That's a theory of which way Rashi is saying. But here, Rashi, in the second Rashi, says that here, this Shavuos is for next Shabbos. That's a Shavuos very far away. You don't say, yes, that you don't, ain't Shavuos HaMikdash, for something that's going to help you in a week. You can eat in a week in the Beis HaMikdash. You don't say, ain't Shavuos HaMikdash for that. Like Rashi says, Shavuos Kroiva, Shal Yontav Atzma, or Shal Oysa Shabbos Atzma, Shal Tzrich Labay B'Yoyim B'Mikdash Tiru. So there it's sounding like it has to be today. But then it says, Shavuos Rechayka, Lidcha Shavuos Yontav Zeb, Shal Shabbos Shania, Lay Tir of Mikdash. So it's a Shaila Nachrayim, Halil the Rashi, Bak upon him, we're saying here, here's a Shavuos Rechayka. So that's his answer. His answer is, I have a Teretz, Shavuos Rechayka. Samara asks, this man the Amad, the Atano holds, the Itaka could bake it on Yontav. On Erev Shabbos, the land of Yontif. Shum real dom, shum rab, shum ben askan, doicha es yontif, ain't doicha es yom etzoyim. It's doicha yontif, but it's not doicha, if that day is Yom Kippur, it's not doicha that day. Friday is Yom Kippur. Mayik lameymar, what are you going to say? What are you going to say then? So what's his kasha? His kasha is, Taisa explains like this. Bishlam if you rabba, rabba says, you know what the machlokes tanakam shum gamil is? The machlokes is, do you say they let a cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And I agree to you, Zok the Rabbi, Rav Shlomo Gamliel argues with me. I hold Tanakama. But, l'fi you, that you're saying, even if you hold Tzarchei Shabbos, Nas V'Yom Tov, here it's not allowed, because of Shavuos Rechayka. So what can you say, Rav Shlomo Gamliel? L'mai says, the Dora bottom here. So why let it bake it on Yom Tov for next week? It's a Shavuos Rechayka. That's the kasha. What are you going to say? If your rabbi, like Taisa says, that's the machlokes, Tanakam and Rishon Gamliel, if you say Tzarchei Shabbos and Asa B'Yontif, and Rishon Gamliel holds you're allowed to do it. But for you, you hold you can't do it because of Shavuos, so then what's Pshat Rishon Gamliel? Oh, if it's just Chayke saying, that's Malakis, that's Michael Neymar, Baha Pligi, my son, it's just Krava Tiru, Shus Rechayke Loya Tiru, one man, I'm all Shus Krava Tiru, Shus Rechayke Loya Tiru, and my son, he holds Shus Rechayke Nami Tiru, he holds Shus Rechayke is also Mutim. And to give a little spice to it, it could be that the Machloikis is a little different here, because here, you take having a Yusvit for tomorrow also. It's not really for next week. Why? Because tomorrow you're making a Maisa Hanacha on the Shulchan. Maybe that's called Tzarech also. So that's also not such a far Shavuos. It's not much so much as Pshat. But maybe Shulchan Gamliel holds it's not called Shavuos Rechayka at all, because you're putting it down on the table for tomorrow. The Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz has Shuk Mashmash with that. But Akaponim, that's our Gemara here. Everyone answered up the Brice over here, the Fi Der Shita. And what is that's another Kasha, a similar question that Rabbi will ask on Rav Chisda. Moshe Rav Mari, Shtei Alechem, on Shavuos, they bring two loaves of bread called Shtei Alechem. It's actually chametz, one of the only things that are chametz. And you have to shecht the carbon. And when you shecht the carbon, the Shtei Alechem, you can eat the Shtei Alechem. Now, when do you bake the Shtei Alechem? The same idea. Shtei Alechem, Ein Echelos, Epochis, V'Shnaim. It's never fresher than 2 days. V'lo Yoyisel Shloish, it's never more than 3 days. Ketzad, Nefes Erev Yontav. You always bake the bread Erev Shavuos. So the chalas yontav shnayim, eat it on the second day. Chal yontav liyis achah Shabbos. If yontav lands up on a Sunday, so now erev yontav Shabbos. What do you do then? The chalas liyontav shloishel. Eat it 3 days old. Because any day chalas Shabbos, lois yontav. Because the shtei lechem, the baking of shtei lechem, not deicha, not Shabbos, not yontav. Vi amris tzarchis Shabbos nasa biyontav. If you hold tzarchis Shabbos, give it up biyontav. Hashda the Shabbos biyontav shari means that yontav you let it cook for Shabbos. The yontav yontav abayi. So if shul let it cook yontav for yontav. He's saying, why don't I bake it on Shavuos? The Teretz is, why don't you bake it on Shavuos? Because it's not edible right now when I'm baking it. Because I need to shech the carbon. So Rav is saying, Vishon for me, you know why I don't bake it on Yontif? Even though you're allowed to do Eichel Nefesh? Because when I'm baking it, is it edible? No, I need to shech the carbon. So you can't, there's no oil here, you can't bake now. You if not eat it. What?
You always have to remediate
Yeah, able to eat it. Yeah, able to eat it. So tzarich hanafsh, you have to eat it. Here you're not able to eat it because you have to shech the carbon. That's not enough. You have to be able to eat it now. And if you can't eat it now, so you do it Erev Yontif. Especially if you could do it Erev Yontif, you should do it. Since if you do it Erev Yontif, you do it Erev Yontif. And you can't say hoyel because lemaisa, you have to, even Arkham can't eat it. But lefi you, that you don't have to eat it right now. You let it bake a Yontif for Shabbos. You don't have to eat it right now. You can do it tomorrow. Exactly what you're timing is really what Rav Chista holds. So then on Yontif also, bake, do it for Yontif for Yontif. Hash to Shabbos, Yontif Shari. Yontif, 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 you want you bake it on Yontif? And for the Gemara, you're right. Else the din of Eichel Nefesh should be able to bake a Yontif. But the special Xeris Kosov. Shani Osno Akra, it says about the Sugi of Eichel Nefesh, it says, Ya'asel Lechem. I think, Ya'asel Lechem. It says, that's a lashon. That's the head of Eichel Nefesh. Lechem, lechem legevaya. Only you only let it cook for yourself on Yom Tov. You can't cook for gevaya. You can't bake, cook for your for gevaya. No Eichel Nefesh, head of Eichel Nefesh gevaya. That's the way he answers the pshat in Tanakama, according to Rav Chista. Right, the Gemara of Shimon Gamliel, Dom Shimon Shimon and Sgan Dechas Yom Tov Ma'ik Lameima. Fear Shimon Gamliel. That holds that. We're saying you're right. They really should be able to bake on Yontif for Yontif because if Tzarcha Shabbos Nasav, sure Tzarcha Yontif. Here, especially there's a cost. There's no Het Eichel Nefesh when you're cooking for Hektish. No, then Eichel Nefesh. That because you can't do it any other day. So that's it says B'moyado. It has to be brought now. This doesn't have to be baked now. You can bake it. It doesn't have to bake now. The only Het to be because I'm eating it. That is no Het for that. No Het to. You might be eating it from Gavaya. There's no Het for that. No Eichel Nefesh for Gavaya.
The first Gemara,
this can answer that the Lechem Gevaya. I hear what you're saying. There's not Tolian a carbon. There's Tolian a Kmitza. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Gemara could have answered that Lechem Gevaya will answer that. I hear what you're saying. It could be someone asked the Kasha. I don't know, but I hear what you're saying. So Mara says a kasha now. Now I say lechem legevaya. Roshim yamil the amr roshim roshim ben asgan doiche is the yontif. My ikal lemeima. So Mara's kasha like this: that bishlama lefi rabba. So roshim yamil gufa agzan tanakama about tzarchi shabbos nasav yontif. So if you're saying you're allowed to bake on yontif because the agz on the whole halacha, but Rav Chista says that really everyone holds it's you're really allowed to bake on yontif. Here, especially in lechem legevaya. So what does roshim yamil do with lechem legevaya? That you could bake it on Yontif. What do you do with the, what do with lechem? And for the Gemara, Sovel Abishol, Dom Lechem, Lechem, Veloy Lenachrim. He holds, like Abishol, Taka holds, that you dash Lechem for something else, that you cannot cook for Goyim. Like we know, on Yontif, you're not allowed to cook for your non Jewish cleaning help, you're not allowed to cook for them. It's also Gomer to cook for the non Jewish cleaning help, that's not the Het of Eichel Nefesh. And Tait speaks out that even the first man, the Yom, could also learn that it's all included. Lechem lo yigvay, and the Nachum is also including that. Like Apatim was saying, the Korshim Mil, use it for Lechem lo yigvay. Now I cook for Goyim.